And good morning, and away we go on this Tuesday, February the 18th, 2020. 13 minutes past the hour, 2:18:20. How about that? And we are off and running this morning, and we're going to have a good time on the program, talking about a lot of things and trying to do the presidential trivia that we did not get to yesterday on President's Day. We had this great presidential trivia in which I would tell you something about a president, and then you would tell me what president that actually was. Well, we kind of got into it yesterday, but really not deep enough into it to do anything. I don't even know if we got any calls on it at all yesterday. I don't think we did. So today we are going to try the presidential trivia. Now, I do want to give you a few updates on some things before we get into that. Number one, I did download the Roku app. Now, we had talked about this yesterday, that I have a Roku, and on Sunday night, the Roku in my bedroom had stopped working. It's a USB Roku, because the remote would no longer work. And there are no buttons on the Roku that allow you to do anything if your remote is not working, which I thought was a strange thing. Because if your television remote stops working, you can still use the television. If your DVD remote stops working, you can still use the DVD player. But if your Roku stops working, you can no longer use the Roku. So I did have a suggestion yesterday that I download the Roku app, and I did download the Roku app. And when you download the Roku app, there's a whole lot of things you can do with the Roku that I did not realize you could do. But one of those things is punch remote. And when you punch remote, you basically get the Roku remote on your tablet, which is what I downloaded it on. And then you can adjust things on the screen as you would with a regular remote. So that's what I did last night, and the Roku was up and running, and all was well, except for the fact, and I don't know why this goes on. I've had this trouble before, and I guess I did research this. Have you ever had this trouble with the Roku that you plug it in, the USB, into the television, and then no picture really comes up? It just kind of comes up all purplish, and it says something, like HD something, no picture, blah, blah, blah. Didn't write it down, but so that was my problem last night with the Roku, and I have researched that before, and basically that just means your connection on the back of the television is not very good, and that could be because on Sunday night I was messing around with the connection on the back of the television, so today my project will be to get back behind the television and connect the Roku as it should be, so everything really will be back up and running properly. And all will be well as night falls every night. Because I really am one of these people who cannot go to sleep unless there's something else on in the room. Now, I don't know what that is. I think it's because I hear everything else in the house. You know, it's not a fear thing. It's kind of like, okay, I hear that creak, I hear that crack, I hear the heater kicking on and off, I hear the air conditioner kicking on and off. So if the television's on, I don't hear all of that. And also when the television's on, it takes your mind off of anything you might be thinking about because maybe you get engrossed in the program that's on. So the Roku app was a great thing, worked perfectly, and as long as I can make that connection good on the back of the television again, everything should be good in Roku world. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about this morning. Now, the second thing is, yesterday on this show, And I felt bad about this. And again, I don't think I ever used any names yesterday with this. But we just came off of Valentine's Day. And, you know, people do the typical things on Valentine's Day. They send flowers, or they send boxes of candy, or they send cards, or they send wine, or they send any number of things on Valentine's Day. Well, last week, I had seen... Actually, there was not just one person, but I got a little flack from one person on this yesterday. A lot of people had actually made videos, really good videos, with pictures and videos inside the video, and music behind them, highlighting the life of, I guess, the two people, I guess is the purpose of it for Valentine's Day. But I guess you could do this for any other day as well, to highlight somebody else. And I thought that was a very neat, creative idea, because I always believe that when it really comes down to it, the best thing to do is do something for somebody that is creative, and do something for somebody that takes a little bit of time and that they'll have forever. Now, I would imagine most people will probably keep these videos forever. Now, when I started to say this yesterday, I was getting some flack from people because I think they thought I was going to make fun of it. But I would never make fun of that, because I actually think it's a very good idea. And the next holiday that comes up, or the next birthday that comes up, I might do something like that for somebody if I can figure out how to make those videos. I know how to make a regular video on the computer, but some of these things were works of art. Now, the sad thing is that I did not look at any of these Valentine's Day videos that were done like this, so I don't really know how good they were. They could have been great, but the reaction that people were having to them was very good, so I have to assume that the video was good, although I did not watch the videos. So on that note, I just want to say, for clarification on that, that I thought it was a very good gift. I thought it was a very crafty gift, in a way, and something that should be celebrated. Because I think we're losing our craftiness in society. I think we're being more store-bought. I think we're just trying to use money to make people happy. And I'm not sure that's the best thing to do. I think sometimes it's best to put your time and effort and so on and so forth into the gift or project for that person. So, just a clarification, I think that the videos are great, and I thought that was a really great idea, and something that I never thought about, because we sat around last week, I don't know how many hours we did on Valentine's Day, but we were talking about what kind of gift should you get somebody on Valentine's Day? Well, nobody ever said a video, but it turned out to be a great, great gift for a lot of people. And I'm sure a lot of tears were shed on Valentine's Day because of this. So, just to clarify, videos are good. Now, here's the big story of the morning. Oh, by the way, the Daytona 500 was postponed for a day, Sunday, because of rain. So the Daytona 500 happened yesterday, and when I got on the internet last night, I could not believe the news that there had been this horrific crash right at the end of the race. And I believe the driver, I want to make sure I have it right, Ryan Newman, is in serious condition after a violent crash in the last lap of the Daytona 500. And if you go back and look at this crash, it's just an awful, awful crash. Now, I have seen things out this morning, and you never know if they're true or not. Well, let me just read this as I have it. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman was listed in serious condition and is being treated at Daytona Beach Hospital after suffering a horrific crash just as Denny Hamlin won the Daytona 500 Monday at Daytona International Speedway. Newman's team, Roush Fenway Racing, issued a statement shortly after 10 p.m. with an update on Newman's condition. Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. The statement read, "He is in serious condition, but the doctors have indicated his injuries are not life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time. We appreciate your patience and cooperation, and we will provide more information as it becomes available. So non-life-threatening injuries for Ryan Newman in the last lap of the Daytona 500. And that's great that it's non-life-threatening injuries, thank goodness, because at the time it happened, it looked awful. The accident looked awful, and I think we all were worried that it could turn into the worst, but at this point, apparently it's not going to turn into that, thank goodness. Now, the reason I think this brought a lot of people a lot of, It brought a lot of people a lot of anxiety yesterday is because back in 2001, I believe it was 2001, one of the NASCAR legends at that time, Dale Earnhardt, the same thing happened. The last lap of the Daytona 500, he got into a wreck and ended up dying that day of the Daytona 500 back in 2001, which I guess is 19 years ago now. But to have a similar thing happen yesterday, I'm sure was a horrible, horrible deja vu for the people, being the same race, same time of year, same track, all of that. And in Dale Earnhardt's situation, it did not turn out well. But in Ryan Newman's case, it looks like it may turn out a little better. So did anybody see the actual race yesterday? What happened? Because I didn't. And you know, when I saw what happened, I saw the picture of the car going up in the air. But I didn't want to go and watch the video. And I didn't watch any news last night to see a replay of the wreck, and I didn't go YouTube it because I didn't watch the race, and I didn't want to go and look at it just to see the accident. I didn't want to be a spectator, I guess, in that way. There's nothing wrong with that, but I didn't want to do it, and I really didn't have the time to do it last night. But I know there are a lot of NASCAR fans in Marion. Did anybody see the race yesterday and can kind of explain what happened in the last lap of the Daytona 500 that caused this horrible incident for Ryan Newman? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 24 minutes past the hour. What happened in that last lap that caused this very, very, very serious accident that has left Ryan Newman in the hospital in serious condition, but non-life-threatening? And that's the important part. Thank goodness, non-life-threatening. Did anybody see the last lap of that race? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Or did anybody see the accident itself live? Would love to hear what your take on it was, because, you know, NASCAR is very competitive, and it's very fast. And when you get down to the last lap like that, people get very serious, and that's the big race of the year. It's the first race of the year. I know in NASCAR circles, they ask you how many Daytona 500s have you won, or if you have won the Daytona 500. So it gets very serious at the end of those races. So it's tough. It's very tough when something like that happens, and I don't think anything like that has happened for 19 years since the accident that took the life of Dale Earnhardt back in 2001. But did anybody see the thing yesterday, or can kind of explain what happened? If you did, or if you can, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you remember back to 2001 and the crash that killed Dale Earnhardt, what are your memories of that? Because I remember that very well, because at the time I was living with somebody who really was into NASCAR racing. And I remember them watching that race, which it's usually on a Sunday. This year it got delayed because of rain. And I remember it was on a Sunday, and the race had happened. And usually there's all this pageantry and happiness when the race is over. And I remember that not long after the race was over in 2001, that it immediately turned very grim, because they kind of went back to the studios and were talking about what had happened and showing the wreck that had happened with Dale Earnhardt, and then they were trying to get word back from the hospital, and it really turned into a very, very serious situation that obviously ended the life of Dale Earnhardt. And then that was the big story all night, is that this great NASCAR legend had been killed in this horrible crash at the Daytona 500. So, if you have a memory of that, or if you saw what happened yesterday, I know it was probably difficult for a lot of people to see the race yesterday because it was a Monday. And normally that race is not run on a Monday. It's run on a Sunday. But because of rain, it was postponed. And I'm sure a lot of people went back to work yesterday and had different kinds of commitments that they normally would not have on a Sunday. So I'm not sure if that impacted the viewership of that race or whatever. But did anybody see the Daytona 500 yesterday? Does anybody have any input on what happened on that last lap? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Now that we have that out of the way, okay, here's what I want to talk about. Because I have no idea. You know, I don't go to the WebMD and search things out like people do on the internet. And I'm not one of those overly, medical people. When something happens, I don't really worry a whole lot about it. But I don't mind talking about it because it gives me something to talk about here in the morning. Now, I don't know. I've never had this happen in my life. It's a very weird kind of thing. And I'm trying to remember when this started to develop. It must have been over the weekend. But I don't know what's going on, so maybe you, the listening audience, know something about this. But what has happened is, I think it's the right side of my cheek, okay? And this is a horrible thing to have happen in your mouth, because obviously you want to talk. I don't think it's affected my speech. I think I sound okay. And it doesn't hurt to talk or anything like that. But I think it must have been Friday, Saturday, something like that. I started to get this, you know what it feels like? It feels like scratches on the inside of my cheek. But it's so far back on the inside of my cheek that I can't see it. Even if I tried to bend my cheek, I would not be able to see it. But it's probably about an inch long and an inch wide, maybe 2 inches long, 2 inches wide, on the inside of my cheek, kind of way back. You know, it's not near the lips at all. It's way back on the inside of the cheek. And when it first started, it just felt like there were some scratches there. And I thought, well, maybe I have, you know, accidentally bitten the side of my cheek in the middle of the night, or I don't know, maybe I ate something that scratched the inside of my cheek. I don't know. I thought it could be any number of things. And, you know, that usually clears up in a day or so, and life goes on. Well, as Sunday came along, this got a little worse. And then there was a little pain involved. When I first noticed it, there really was no pain. It just felt like there were scratches on the inside of my cheek. Well, you know, it started to get a little painful on Sunday. And yesterday, it was probably more painful than it had been. Now, it doesn't stop me from drinking anything or eating anything or anything like that, but it just feels like there are scratches on the inside of my cheek. I don't think it's swollen. I don't think there's anything like that going on, but that there are just these scratches on the inside wall of the cheek that are very painful. And any time I touch it with my tongue or any time I drink anything now, or eat anything that touches it, it really is very painful. And it's still that way this morning. Now, I thought it might go away overnight, and I would no longer have this problem, but there it is again, and it still seems to feel irritated. You know, it feels like I'm trying to think of how to describe it as I touch it here. You know, it kind of feels like a patch of dry skin is what it reminds me of. But like I say, I don't think there's any swelling. It's nowhere else in my mouth, and it's not near the lips, so I don't think it came in that way. And it's only in that one spot. It's just a patch like I say, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. But it's in the right side of the mouth, kind of toward the top of the cheek on the inside. Has anybody ever had anything like this, or know what it is, or know how to treat it? Because, you know, I might have, if it doesn't go away, I might eventually have to go to the doctor with this and see exactly what it is, because it is becoming hard to eat and drink anything, because anytime anything brushes up against it, which I try to avoid, you know, it hurts, it stings, and it's a bigger pain than you think it would be. It's an odd type of a pain. Just sore is kind of what it is. So has anybody ever had anything like this, or know what it might be? Because the strange thing to me is that it's I don't think I bit my cheek, so I don't think it's that. If I ate something that I was allergic to, I wouldn't think that it would just be that part of my mouth. I think it would have been my whole mouth. I don't think it's been scratched, even though that's what it feels like when you touch it. It kind of feels like it's been scratched, but I don't know. Has anybody ever had any pain like this, or understand what it might be? Because a lot of people go through a lot of things that obviously I haven't gone through. So if you know or have any idea what this is or how to get rid of it, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because when I went in this morning, I'll tell you, I wasn't going to talk about this on the air, but here was the real problem, because I had not noticed this until this morning. So it must be getting worse. Because this morning, when I went in to brush my teeth, putting the toothbrush in that side of my mouth really hurt, because when I tried to put it in there, it would brush up against the side of my cheek, and that was painful. And I thought it would be less painful by today. So has anybody ever had anything like this? And if you have, let me know what you might think it is. 740-383-9944. See, I thought maybe it's just like chapped skin, but I don't know why just that particular area would be chapped, and I don't know what would cause it. It's because it is in a weird area. It's like the upper part of the inside cheek, like on the cheek wall. But it certainly is sensitive, that's for sure. So, does anybody have any idea what this might be? I know a lot of people get a lot of things over the years and have interest in this sort of thing. So does anybody know what might be going on the inside of my cheek? And you know what makes me paranoid about this is back in December, I was having a pain in my neck. If you remember this, I was having a pain in my neck. And it was strange because it was only in my neck, and I don't remember pulling any muscles or doing anything with my neck that was severe. And I thought, well, that's probably just a sore neck. Maybe I slept wrong, something like that. And somebody said, oh my goodness, that's where your carotid artery is. Now, obviously, I did not die back in November or December, so I don't think it was the carotid artery. But here this patch of whatever it is on the inside of my mouth is right along the same area that this whole carotid artery issue was, on the right side of my face and on the right side of my neck. So I don't know, apparently just the whole right side of my body is totally out of whack. This is what I've learned through this entire escapade, is apparently the whole right side of my body just needs to be chopped off, redone, and fixed in many ways. So, if anybody has any idea as to what this is, let me know, because the quicker I get rid of this, the better. Because what I'm afraid is, eventually, it's going to get to a point where I'm not able to talk without pain. Now, right now, I can talk without pain, no problem. But I used to be able to brush my teeth without pain. Well, that went away this morning, because putting the toothbrush on that side of the mouth this morning, having the toothbrush brush up against that, was not pleasant at all. So, does anybody know what it might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I never WebMD any of this stuff. I never Google an illness, because when you Google an illness, you get all these, like, 10,000 different diseases that you might have that you probably don't have. And then they give you suggestions on how you fix the problem. And if it's not the problem that you're really having, then sometime you can just irritate the issue. And I certainly do not want to irritate this issue any more than it already is, because it's kind of in a precarious position in my mouth. I'd rather just get rid of it, whatever it might be. And, you know, like I say, it feels like scratches, but it could be, I don't know, dry skin. I really don't know what it might be. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller. Already is, because it's kind of in a... Go ahead, caller.
I'm here to listen to radio about your problem. Your...
Yes.
Your gel problem.
Yes.
Yeah. A, I don't know how old you are, or where you got dentures, or regular teeth, and so on and so forth. Now, I have the same problem that you're talking about. Now, mine's on the left side, up next to the, well, up next to the cheekbone. You can take your tongue and you can feel it, and it feels like it's a, maybe it's a spot of dead skin. It acts like that, but it don't hurt. Doesn't bother me whatsoever, and it will come and it will go. Sometimes you can feel it. It feels like a little roll of dead skin is what it feels like a lot, and then it'll I don't know, for some reason or other, it'll just go away, and then pretty soon it's back again, but it don't hurt.
Well, this is it. It's interesting.
It doesn't bother me whatsoever. And you know, when you get something on the cheek there, there's like a roll of little something. Well, you'll try to get a hold of it, bite it, chew it off or whatever. Well, apparently it's not that big. Now, you could take a tooth and have a tooth pull. Of course, that tooth ain't very big. And you can take your tongue and put down in the cavity where it came from. It feels like it's a cave. So that particle in there, whatever it is, it's not all that big, but it is noticeable. You can feel it. You take your tongue, you really feel it. Now, that's my problem, but it don't hurt.
Well, this is interesting, because I don't have dentures. I still have my real teeth. And this is not... It's probably... I'm trying to feel it over here. It's not... up close to the jawbone. It's more like right in the center of the inside cheek. And like I say, when I touch it with my tongue, which is the only way to get to it, because it's the only thing brushing up against it, it's about 2 inches by 2 inches, I would say, and it feels like it's scratched. But I know there's been nothing in there to scratch it. And it kind of feels like it would be, I don't want to say infected. I don't think it feels like it's infected. It just feels, you know, different than the rest of the inside of my cheek. But it does hurt. It didn't hurt in the beginning, but this morning, it hurts. When I tried to brush my teeth this morning, when that toothbrush hit it, boy, I knew it.
You know, well, that would be something to be concerned about if it hurts and sore.
Yeah,
you know, we've got all kinds of nerves in different parts of a body, and it could be nerve in one sense, of, you know, but I never heard of it, a nerve. Well, but if it's sore and hurts, if it keeps on, does it go away? Does it go away completely or pretty well about all the time?
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's there, like right now, when I'm talking, because of the place it's in, it doesn't hurt. But if I take a drink of something, or I eat something that would rub up against it, it hurts.
Well, like I say, that would be something to be concerned about. How long has that been going on?
Well, it started on, well, this is interesting because I first noticed it. It was either Friday or Saturday, but it did not hurt then. And it really did not hurt on Sunday. But yesterday, it started to hurt, got progressively worse as the day went on. And I don't remember, because I brush my teeth every morning, and yesterday morning when I was brushing my teeth, I don't remember any problems. But this morning, boy, when I tried to brush that side of my teeth on that side of the mouth, it was awful. It was painful.
You don't chew in your sleep, do you?
No, I don't chew, I don't smoke, I don't do any of that stuff. And it feels like when you bite the inside of your cheek. That's what it reminds me of. But I haven't done that. And I don't know, usually biting the inside of your cheek does not last 5 days now.
Well, would you be chewing on it during your sleep? I mean, biting on it. Because you wouldn't know probably if you're asleep.
Right. Well, you're right. I wouldn't know if I was asleep if I was biting on it. But, you know, the hours that I'm awake, it doesn't seem to get any better. And I would think if I was, because obviously I'm not chewing on it during the day, that it would feel better as the day went along. And that was not the case yesterday.
That's strange. Well, I have pretty well the same problem. Excuse me. But it isn't sore. And it doesn't hurt, and it will go away. Come and go.
So do you like do any kind of mouthwash? See, that's what I thought I would do yesterday. I thought, well, maybe it's something like that, and I'll just, you know, do some mouthwash treatments, and that'll fix it. But then I thought, well, that might really irritate it, because there's alcohol in most mouthwashes.
Right.
And I don't really want to irritate it and make it worse than it already is.
I don't use no toothpaste. I don't brush my teeth. I got dentures, and I use the tablet. You know, take them out and, you know, soak them, so on and so forth. But I do use Listerine for mouthwashing goggle. So I can't say that would be a problem with it, and the toothbrush wouldn't be because I don't use one. It's strange. It's just very strange. Does your eye bother you by any chance? By any chance at all?
My eye?
Yeah, your eye. It's above your problem.
You know, it's interesting because I was thinking about this last night. You know, I wear glasses, but I can still pass the driving test without my glasses. My prescription is very low in my eyeglasses. And I can, like, I don't have them on right now. I always take them off when I'm going to read something because I just, you know, they're very low prescription.
Yeah.
But last night, and I didn't have my glasses on, I took them off like 9:30, 10 o'clock last night. And my right eye, which is the side of the face that this is on, I noticed, and I was doing this last night because I was closing one eye and opening the other eye, that I was blurrier, much more blurry than the other eye. And I've had that before because I think that is my weaker eye. My right eye is my weaker eye. But I don't know why I noticed that last night more than normal. It was when I was looking at the television, because I would close my left eye and I would notice that my right eye was, you know, blurry, but when I would close my right eye, my left eye was fine.
Now, you have the problem, it acts up during the night whenever you get up, it's there, right? Or does it act up through the daytime?
It does bother me. Or like right now, when I touch it with my tongue to kind of feel it, yeah, that hurts.
Well, I mean, when does that appear most, during the day or of a night?
Well, if it happens in the night, I don't notice it. It doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night.
You know, it's on the right side, and your right side, your eye is weaker than the left and on the right side. So it could be nerve working. I don't know what kind of nerve you got from the eye down into the jaw. I don't know about that. But it sounds like maybe it might be your nerve working your eye. It might be, I said. No.
Right.
But it's very strange. But if it keeps on, you keep on having that problem, you're going to have it taken care of. About what age limit are you?
Well, I'm probably in the 35 to 45 range.
Oh, well, you're just a youngster.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say age might have something to do it. I'm bearing right down on 85.
Oh, there you go.
And you're right. My right eye is weaker than the left one. But the problem I have with the jaw inside is on the left side. That's a good eye. So I wouldn't think it'd be the eye problem, not with mine. But yours, at your age, you would you better, if it keeps on in a period of time, you better get it taken care of. I would almost start at the eye, eye doctor.
Well,
eye,
yeah,
because he's got anything about maybe that might happen with the eye affecting the jaw.
Well,
inside of the jaw.
Well, because I'm certainly going to have to do something, because if this continues into tomorrow and I'm still having this kind of pain, because I really can't do anything with that side of my mouth, because brushing the teeth or eating anything that goes over there or drinking anything that goes over there, it's very painful, and bumping it with my tongue is no pleasure. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how much longer this can go on, but see, then I'm also afraid it's going to be something that I have to treat with something, and then I'm going to have to not talk, and then who's going to come in and do this show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but if it keeps on, it ain't going to go away. That doesn't sound like it. If it keeps on, you know, keeps on going, it don't sound to me like it'd be a very serious problem, but if it keeps on, it could wind up being a serious problem.
Well, that is true. I don't think it's a serious problem right now, because it hasn't affected anything else that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But I certainly do not want it to be a serious problem.
Well, that's true, too. But if it keeps on, it's, you know, if it don't get better, it's going to get worse, sounds like. So
right, right. So I think
it will wind up, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, hey, it's been nice talking to you.
Well,
and if it keeps on, get it taken care of. You're a youngster yet. And I can pretty well read pretty good at my age, so it wouldn't be, I don't think it'd be, well, you never know. It's something.
Yeah, it's something. Well, hey, I thank you for listening. Keep on listening, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, you have a nice day, and God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's, I appreciate that. You know, I like to have conversations with people like that, because I think we all learn in the process of what's going on. 48 coming up on 49 minutes past the hour. Now, does anybody have any idea what this might be after the conversation I just had with that gentleman? Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what the other problem is with this whole thing is? I can't see it, because it's on the inside of my cheek. So there's no way that I could possibly see it. I could not bend my cheek back. You know, my face is not rubber. I couldn't bend my cheek back far enough to see what it even looks like. I don't know if it's red. I don't know if it's white. Sometimes it's white and you get like an ear irritation that way. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Why don't you go to urgent care? They'll tell you what's the matter, and you do that after you get off work today, and you'll probably be better to be all right to be on the air in the morning.
Well, that's it. Now, you know, I've never actually been to urgent care. Is it? Do you get in and out of there fairly quickly?
Yes, you can get in and out of there real good. It's that new building out there where Walgreens used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Close to Ohio State.
Yeah, I've never been out there. So you just walk in. Anybody can walk into urgent care, and they'll put you up on the table and examine you.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard of anything like this? Do you have any idea what it might be?
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't let it go on.
No, you're right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that's a good suggestion, is to go to urgent care. You know, I've never been to urgent care. That's an odd thing. I've been to the emergency room. But, oh gosh, if I really try to think back on it, I'm trying to think of the last time I was ever at the emergency room. I know it was for the flu because I was dehydrated. And I bet you, I remember it was at Christmas time, like 2 weeks before Christmas, because I remember I was watching Christmas shows on the television in the emergency room. When was that? Gosh, that had to be maybe 10 years ago, 9 years ago. So it's been 9 or 10 years since I've been to the emergency room. It's been 9 or 10 years since I've had any kind of medical issues. And because I don't have high blood pressure, I don't have cholesterol, I don't have diabetes, I don't have any of those problems, I really don't visit the doctor very often, only for like a physical once a year. You know, that's usually the only time I go to the doctor. So I don't know. I don't even see the doctor very often. But I've never been to urgent care. See, that was something that's developed like in the last 10 years that they didn't have back when I was going to the emergency room. So does anybody just walk into the urgent care with your insurance and take care of business? Is that how the urgent care works? I have never been to the urgent care. Well, I got an email here that it might be a canker sore. Now, that makes sense, and I appreciate the email. Now, maybe I have a canker sore. Now, how do you get canker sores? I don't know how that develops. Is it like a... I don't know what would cause a canker sore. That's interesting. I've heard of that before, but I've never had a canker sore, to my knowledge. But boy, it is a... what do you do for a canker sore? Maybe that's the more important question. Because I really don't, at this point, care... so much what it is, but how do you get rid of it? Because it is painful. And if it does not, if the pain does not subside, everything I do in that side of my mouth is going to hurt. So has anybody ever had a canker sore? And how do you treat this thing? Should I just have my jaw cut out? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you know, Scott, ever since I was a kid, I got fever blisters and cold sores, and now I'm a lot older than that. I went to the doctor, and they said all those are viruses. Now, I'm not sure what a canker sore is exactly. It's probably like a little mouth ulcer, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I wonder what would cause it. That would be my interest.
Well, it's through the digestive system, I think, is what... I don't know if it was a nurse or somebody said something like that, but I'm no doctor. I kind of gargle and try to keep everything, you know, as clean as possible, I guess. And usually they'll run their course, but I am telling you, for me, the viruses were the fever blisters and the cold sores. Good luck.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
See, I just got a message on Facebook. Too many Butterfingers. Well, you know, that's a sad thing. If I got this from eating Butterfingers, because as I've told people on the air, my favorite candy bar is Butterfinger. And I actually did get a Butterfinger not too long ago. And I even got one of those bouquets of Butterfingers, you know, that they sell at Valentine's Day. Like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I've never eaten one of the Butterfingers. Now, see, this is because I'm not a candy person. I don't know why I'm not a candy person, but I'm really not. I'll eat it, and if you ask me what my favorite candy is, I would tell you it was a Butterfinger, but I couldn't even tell you the last time I ate a Butterfinger. I have a lot of Butterfingers at my house. If you want a Butterfinger, I can get you one, but I have not eaten a lot of Butterfingers in recent times. But I don't know, what is a canker sore? And more importantly, how do you get rid of a canker sore? How do you do that? Because it is so painful. And I keep looking at my face to see if it's swelled. Because, you know, it hurts that badly that I think, my gosh, my face must be swelling up. But it's not. You know, I'm not having any swelling or anything like that. It's just very sensitive. When I touch the outside of my cheek, of course, it forces everything on the inside of the cheek to touch the jaw, which causes all kinds of pain and problem. So not fun right now dealing with this thing, because it's just anything in your mouth like that is not fun, because you use your mouth for everything. You use it for talking, you use it for drinking, you use it for eating. So I don't know what it is. Do you think it might be a canker sore? Do you think it might be, do you think it might be a canker sore? Do you think it might be something other than a canker sore? Do you think I should go to the urgent care? Because I've never been to urgent care, like I said. I certainly have never been to the one where Walgreens used to be. I'd been to that Walgreens to pick up a prescription. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, are you sure you didn't just bite the inside of your jaw?
Well, you know, that's what I would think. That's what it feels like. It feels like I bit the inside, but I don't remember it. And if I did, I don't know why it's getting progressively worse.
Maybe you just keep biting it. I mean, when I bite the inside of my jaw, it's really hard to keep that part of my jaw out of the way, and I bite it all the time.
Well, you know where this is placed. It kind of feels like it would be hard to bite it, because
yeah,
it's not really in that general direction. So I don't know. It's strange, but it does feel, when I rub it with my tongue, it feels like it's all scratched up. Now,
yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's all scratched up because I can't see it. So I don't know if that's just like dry and the skin is congealing and that's what's causing that sensation.
Did you have a piece of hard candy in your mouth for a long time or something like that?
No, not that I can remember. I don't.
If it's a canker sore, which it doesn't sound like a canker sore to me, but if it is a canker sore, gargle with warm salt water.
Warm salt water. Now, is that painful when you do that?
No.
No.
Not as long as it's not an open sore.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's an open sore. It doesn't feel like a scab or anything like that.
But as long as it's just, you know, what you're talking about, just gargle with warm salt water. It'll help.
Warm salt water. Oh, well, look, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, here's the question. Does anybody know what causes the canker sore, if that's exactly what it is? But, is urgent care good? I'm sure they are. I don't want to discount urgent care. I've just never been to it. Is it like an emergency room? You see how little I know, how little I get out and do things. I've never been to the urgent care. And when do you go to the urgent care as opposed to the emergency room? See, now there's an interesting question for you. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
My son gets them real bad, Scott, and the dentist said acidic foods and drinks and also toothpaste, which you still have to brush your teeth, so you just got to try to find that one toothpaste that doesn't aggravate them really bad.
Now, is there anything that causes it to go away?
Time.
Just
that's
time.
My only thing that I can offer. The saltwater one was a new one on me. I don't. You might want to try that. And that, someone suggested there's a product called Kanka, and it's one like some kind of analgesic, like pain reliever, sort of like, you know, you just dab it on there and it can.
Oh,
it didn't help my. I don't think that helped my son.
Now, do you know what the duration is of these usually? How long they last?
But you really never had a canker sore before?
No, I've never had this problem before. Not that I.
Oh yeah, they hurt. They're very painful. In a couple days, you know, within a week it'll be gone, and
okay,
then you'll have another one. My son gets them two and three at a time.
Oh no, I've got the virus now. I've got to figure out what caused this. This is dangerous. Well, hey, thanks for the help.
Good luck.
Bye bye. Well, we're going to break. We'll be back a quarter after the next hour. So stay tuned. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
Oh, if I were a rich man, he-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba- man. I wouldn't have to work hard. If I'm a bitty, bitty rich, I did it, man. I'd build a big tall house.